ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The House emphatically voting to approve increased Secret Service protection for presidential candidates.
On this vote, the yeas are 405, the nays are zero. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The unanimous vote would require major party candidates to get protection equivalent to what a sitting president receives. Follows two assassination attempts on former President Trump. He and his running mate J.D. Vance have criticized the migrant population in Springfield, Ohio. Today, Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine writes in the New York Times he's saddened by the comments, says the rhetoric hurts the city and its people and those who've spent their lives there. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Georgia today. She's speaking about abortion restrictions, and two Israeli sources tell ABC it targeted a Hezbollah leader in a strike in Lebanon. Lebanese Ministry of Health says at least nine people are dead. There's no word whether Ibrahim Akil was among them. This is ABC News. More and more store managers are locking up inventory to prevent theft and mounting financial losses, but the added security can frustrate or infuriate shoppers.
For generations, consumers like Roy Barrosio have been able to walk into a store, find their items, pay, and leave.
Now I gotta press the button and wait about 10 minutes for them to come and help me.
But is locking up merchandise permanent?
I think if they find a balance, this will subside.
If not, says retail analyst Jen Fagan,
the customers will start to vote with their wallet
and do more of their shopping online. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds are being recalled. Regulators say they can break or collapse during use. It's happened 245 times. The Lucid beds are sold by retailers like Amazon and Walmart. And two Russian astronauts set a record for the longest single stay on the International Space Station, breaking the old record of more than a year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your Ghia dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
A high temperature of 84 degrees today with some sunshine. Southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear this evening and a low of 55. Partly sunny, still rather warm Saturday with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening and a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night and a low of 58. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a high near 70.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
WRCO 100.9.
Saturday nights, pride gets the best of my hard head sometimes. I straighten arrows, got swerves. Grace isn't what I deserve. Oh, I ain't a Sunday morning choir. I'm a dirty boots in the back pew backslider.
Sinner that Jesus saved. song, girl, it's you. Looking like that, that's got me looking right back at that door that we just walked in. And no, I don't feel like dancing tonight. Baby, that's right, I don't.
For the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show this weekend. Fun for the whole family, parade, midway, and $2,500 raffle. Sponsored by Kickapoo Creekside, Utter Brothers Creamery, Supps Gym, Lime Ridge Ag Supply, and Bailey Paint and Decorating. Friday and Saturday in Viola, you won't want to miss it.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Fill up with something delicious.
It's great to be hanging out with you on this beautiful Friday. Phil Nee with you. Celebrity birthdays include actress Sophia Loren, who is 90, bassist Chuck Panazzo of Styx, turned 76, also actor Gary Cole, 68, singers Gunnar and Matthew Nelson of Nelson, Rick Nelson's twin sons, 57 today. Also, actor Charlie Weber is 46, and actress Kristen Stewart is 43 today, the 20th of September. Here is Leanne Rhyme.
Well, he used to be mine, not so very long ago. I was crazy to ever let him get away. But girl, you should know better than to go bragging in my face. So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all. I you just keep on rubbing it in. Big deal. So what? Who cares? We just got lucky, that's all it was. I swear, if I hear another word out that candlelight or long-stemmed roses, I am falling head over heels in love. So
that was Leanne Rimes on WRCO. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 11:30. It's 76 degrees.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar. Something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float.
Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
We're up to 77 now at WRCO. We'll check out some weekend goings on here in our community calendar coming up in just a little bit. Don't forget, today is the annual Buddy Poppy Drive happening today. There are members available at the two local Quick Trips, Walmart, Richland Family Restaurant, and Richland County Bank Lobby today for your donation toward the cause. So be aware of that. That's happening today. And we're getting you ready for the fifth week of the high school football season. Looking ahead toward the weekend in sports, no Badger game. The Badgers do not play on Saturday in football. And details on the Packers taking on Tennessee at noon on Sunday. A game we'll have on FM 100.9. So Sunday looks to be pretty nice. And that's the thing. That's people always say, oh, did you watch the Packers? No, I listened to them. And on a beautiful day, I don't want to be sitting plunked in front of my TV and just kind of wasting away with cobwebs on my head. I'd rather be out in the garage or driving around or whatever and listen to the real voices of the Packers there, Wayne Larrivee and The Rock, Larry McCarron. So join us for the pregame time, 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Nice rain last night. We had over 6/10 of an inch of precip here at the WRCO studios. And so green and growing again. Looks like we're going to get maybe a little bit more on the weekend. Saturday night, the best chance. And again on Monday. Here's Taylor Sanders.
Bye.
Shenandoah and Luke Combs. News, weather, and sports coming up. But right now, just for listening to the radio, because we like you, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see the Brewers and the Diamondbacks on Sunday. 1:10 first pitch time, and we will take caller number 10 at 608-647-4155. Caller number 10. That's two tickets this Sunday's game, Brewers and Diamondbacks. And if you can go, give us a call. We'd like to put them in your hands. 608-647-4155.
Green on WRCO. We've given away the tickets to James Randall and Luke Olson. So a family effort there. Good job. A couple of tickets for the Brewer game on Sunday against Arizona. They'll probably be doing some fun stuff there. Late in the season, you've clinched. They'll probably be doing a few fun things and maybe some special promos for that game as well. But it's just good to be in the presence of the Brewers. And keep listening for more opportunities because they're going to pop up and we'll have chances for you to win. And you can certainly get those tickets. Maybe better luck next time. Maybe better luck with movie trivia. We'll have Center Cinema Twins movie trivia later on this hour as well. It is 11:30 and we're at 77 degrees. Time now for a news update sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The House emphatically voting to approve increased Secret Service protection for presidential candidates.
On this vote, the yeas are 405, the nays are zero. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The unanimous vote would require major party candidates to get protection equivalent to what a sitting president receives, follows two assassination attempts on former President Trump. He and his running mate J.D. Vance have criticized the migrant population in Springfield, Ohio. Today, Ohio's Republican Governor Mike DeWine writes in the New York Times he's saddened by the comments, says the rhetoric hurts the city and its people and those who've spent their lives there. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Georgia today. She's speaking about abortion restrictions, and two Israeli sources tell ABC it targeted a Hezbollah leader in a strike in Lebanon. Lebanese Ministry of Health says at least nine people are dead. There's no word whether Ibrahim Akil was among them. This is ABC News.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school football in the area coming up tonight. Some good games, including the Ithaca Bulldogs playing at Cashton. We'll have the call for you tonight, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, and that will hit the airwaves around 6:40 this evening. The Bulldogs' opponent, Cashton, they're coached by Jared Hemmersbach.
Very aggressive and very athletic group of kids. They've always got a really strong program, and this year they're just very athletic and got good team speed.
Cashton hosting Ithaca tonight in area high school football. Richland Center is on the road at New Glarus. Also, River Valley is on the road to Prairie du Chien. And Riverdale is at River Ridge among the games. Brian Callahan has seen winless starts finish with winning records in the NFL. So the first-year Tennessee coach has reminded his Titans that the season is long enough to be rewarded for those who fix mistakes quickly. They better respond to avoid the franchise's worst start to a season since losing the first six in 2009. Houston won the AFC South last season, bouncing back from an 0-2 start. Untimely mistakes and turnovers have the Titans winless, with Green Bay coming in to visit on Sunday. The Brewers lost last night by a score of 5-1 after the day before when they clinched the National League Central title outright. Game two of the series is coming up tonight in Milwaukee. And I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family. A gentle touch, a whispered prayer, the familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Some clouds early as we go on through the day. It looks like it's going to be totally clear and totally blue this afternoon. Southwest to west winds around 10 miles per hour and a high of 84, 55 tonight and clear. Saturday 85 with a 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. And Sunday mostly cloudy and cooler, a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a high of 70. 78 right now in Richland Center. From Community Calendar, a reminder, the Muscadet Nursing Home Rummage Sale Fundraiser is being held today until 3 p.m.
p.m., and money raised will go to the Residents Council. So if you want to look for that, they're having that again in Muscadet, the Muscadet Nursing Home Rummage Sale Fundraiser. Bauer Gunnell Alton, BFW Post 2267, reminds you it is Buddy Poppy Drive Day. They have members at two local Quick Trips, Walmart, Richland Family Restaurant, and the Richland County Bank Lobby. All donations for the Buddy Poppy go toward veterans' needs. Also a reminder that from 4 until 8, the public will have the opportunity to socialize at the A.D. German Warehouse during the soft opening of the 1921 A.D., a lounge serving refreshments and snacks. The project of the A.D. German Warehouse Conservancy. The Viola High School class of 1964 will have its 60th reunion today at 4:30 at the Kickapoo Creek Side in Reedstown. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host the final night market tonight from 4:30 until 8:30 at the Richland Center Depot. The Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held today and tomorrow. A carnival will be held both today and tomorrow. A truck and tractor pull Friday night begins at 6. An antique tractor pull will be held Saturday morning at 10. Saturday afternoon includes the annual parade at 1 and truck and tractor pull at 3. Food and refreshments will be available on the grounds. The 8th Annual Hill and Valley Exploration Tour will be held Saturday and Sunday, and next week as well. Rural farms, artists, and businesses will open their doors to welcome you. A celebration of rural living in the small farm community of Northern Sauk and Richland counties. A map of the participating businesses and farms can be found online at explorehillandvalley.com. The Little Lamb's Closet, held at Park Street Christian Church, sponsored by Richland County Right to Life, is open tomorrow starting at 9:30. Please use the Park Street entrance. Smiles for a Child will host the Broad Stand at Oakwood Fruit Farm Saturday and Sunday from 10 until 2 each day. All proceeds will benefit Smiles for a Child. The 20th Annual Driftless Area Art Festival will be held Saturday from 10 until 5 and Sunday from 10 until 4 at Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove. The Driftless Area Art Festival is a juried show attracting artists of all kinds and all of them from somewhere within the Driftless area. This year's event will have displays from 80 artists. Admission and parking are free, along with free live music and children's activities. Otter Creek Lutheran Church, Highway P, Rural Highland, will host an autumn auction Saturday. Lunch will be available from 11 until 12:30 for $8, with children under 6 free. The auction will be held from 1 until 4. The Plain Strassen Fest will be held Saturday from 11 until 5, featuring food, beverages, businesses displaying their products, services, music, interactive activities, bouncy houses, pumpkin painting, and other experience. There also will be a 30K bicycle ride. Registration for the bike and run walk will be held from 9:30 until 10 in the Plain Park. Registration for the remote control car event will be at 2 in the Straka Meets parking lot as well. Entry fees received from the bike and run walk are split between the Farmer Angel Network and the local food pantry. A gathering for food and drinks will be held to celebrate Dave and Karen Dagenhart's 50th anniversary coming up Saturday at noon at Blue River Park. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce will have its 25th annual Fall Opener Banquet Saturday at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Doors will open at 5. The night will include a dinner buffet, silent and live auctions, a gun raffle, and cash bar. Tickets priced at $50 per person or $90 per couple can be purchased online at Muscadet Chamber. Knights of Columbus Council 3492 will be hosting bingo Saturday night at 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. And St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green will host a fall dinner Sunday from 11 until 1:30. The meal will include turkey, ham, and all the fixings. Carryouts will be available.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Excitement is in the air at the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday and Saturday. This announcement, encouraging you to attend, is sponsored by Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Homesteader Store, Quail Run, Dunkin' Donuts, and Richards Insurance. Horse Pulls, Delicious Food, and the Tradesman Band Saturday night. Make it a weekend to remember in Viola.
one of those mornings, I'm three coffees deep, trying to cure an old hangover. It's gonna be a rough one, had a little too much fun. Hell, it hurts getting older. I can't drink like I used to, swore I'd never do last night ever again. But it starts with a text from a friend that says the band is going on at 10. And then I'm back at the bar, shooting the whiskey, tipping over Tennessee, throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar, an amateur porn star, no good at throwing darts, but I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't want to hear a lying song, I'm having a good time. Tomorrow's gonna be hard. I'm back at the bar. Yeah, we gotta celebrate. Throw some B12s back. And like that, like that. I'm back at the bar, shooting the whiskey, tipping over Tennessee, throwing down 20s. I'm back at the bar, an amateur porn star, no good at throwing darts, but I'll shoot the bullet and hit the maker's mark. I don't wanna hear lying song, I'm having a good time.
Landon Parker on WRCO, starting the weekend early. Well, coming up, we have movie trivia. We'll check in with Sandy Madison, and we'll talk about the upcoming showings at Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. They're going to be keeping that open for as many weeks as they can, which is always fun, especially getting into October. And who knows, maybe even show a scary movie getting close to Halloween. I'll have to take June to that. Maybe she'll have to slide in a little closer. Too bad the Vibe doesn't have bench seats like the old days. It was a little easier at that point. Oh, well, here's Alan Jackson.
Up boots and faded jeans, a homemade sandwich, a half a jug of tea. The average Joe, the average pay, the same old end, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer, kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. All week long, making a living. Life keeps taking, he keeps giving. Behind the scene, below the grade, I hardly noticed, but part of everything. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. life then fades away. Another young man takes his place. Average Joe, average pay, the same old win, the same old day. But there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. No, there's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of glue that sticks this world together. Hands of steel and cradle of the promised land. God bless the working man. The working man. All the working man. And woman.
Sandy Madison, our guest on WRCO, as we head toward the weekend, Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In offering up some top movies once again. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm doing great. How about you, Phil?
Doing really well. I always love to talk movies, so here we go. What's showing at the Center Cinema Twins?
The number one top movie at the box office is showing at the Center Cinema Twins, and that will be Beetlejuice. And then it'll be the first week of Transformers 1. Which, that movie looks pretty interesting. I didn't know much about it, did a bunch of research on it, and it's the eighth movie in the Transformers series, so I'm sure there's some fans out there that have been following the series. I didn't realize it was based on Hasbro's Transformers toy line. I didn't know that. Learned that today. The Transformers series is actually the 14th highest grossing film series. They've made over $5 billion in the last five films. That's a lot of money.
Wow, that is. And then you think of all the sponsored tie-ins and toys and things like that that go along with it. It's big stuff.
That's true, too.
Yeah,
that is big stuff. And then next weekend, we will start showing The Wild Robot. That also looks good. The kids are going to like that a lot. It's really a cute movie. Excited about that. Then we're going to start getting into Halloween-type stuff. We still have The Wild Robot going on for a couple weeks. Then we have Smile 2, Joker, Venom the Last Dance playing just at the right time. Mm-hmm. So that's for the Center Cinema.
You're keeping the outdoor open for a little while yet?
Yeah, we're going to keep it open almost to the end of October, almost every single weekend, except we're not going to be open homecoming weekend. It might snow on us a couple times, but hopefully the weather's been great lately, so we're just predicting it's going to stay that way for October. We do have Wallace Cooper and Elliot night this weekend, so if you have an auto policy or a policy with Wallace Cooper and Elliot, you're going to get in free, and you're going to be able to see Beetlejuice, and the Transformer movie, Transformers 1, so that should be a really good night.
So exciting to see brand new movies right here in Richland Center in our backyard. I applaud you guys for doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting them as fast as they come. Yeah. Just like all the big theaters, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, we're blessed that that's the case. How about Sandy's tough trivia question of the week this week?
Okay, that's going to be for all you Transformer people. There are two main characters in Transformer 1. One is Optimus Prime, and Megatron is the other one. I guess I'm going to ask, what is Optimus Prime's real name?
Okay. So it's not Oppie, probably.
Not Oppie.
No, it's not Oppie.
No.
We'll give you that hint. Okay.
No.
All right. 608-647-4155 is the number for a pass for an upcoming movie at Center Cinema Twins or the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Students are back in school, leaves are beginning to change colors, and as of this next Sunday, fall will have officially arrived. That being the case, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants you to be aware of some dangers for pets that are especially prevalent during the autumn months. As outside temperatures cool down, the use of mouse and rat poison increases, and so does the use of antifreeze. All of these can be highly toxic to pets. Likewise, mushrooms that bloom in fall and certain autumn plants, such as mums, can also be poisonous to pets. Listen for more pet dangers to be on the lookout for in autumn on next week's All About Pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Don't miss the Family Thrift Shop final Anything Summer 50 cent sale and all single piece glassware items 10 cents. Stop in often, new items added daily. Like them on Facebook and check out the current sales and special silent auction items. Shop smart, where your donations are always appreciated and the profits from your purchases have helped support area nonprofit agencies for over 50 years. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And Saturday 10 to 4. See you there.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
The question this time around about the particular member of the Transformers family and the first name, the real first name of Optimus. And it is actually Orion or Orion Pax, P-A-X. That's it. I've seen a couple of those Transformer movies over the years. It's been a few years, but I remember taking at least a couple of family members to those. And again, not my cup of tea, but everybody has their favorites. That's for sure. The superhero movies. The only superhero movie that probably I ever really, really liked was Austin Powers.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
Congratulations to Stina, our winner of trivia today, and for knowing the correct answer, she will win a great prize from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Join us every Friday for your chance to win from Center Cinema Twins. Here's an 8-track flashback from Donna Fargo.
Superman, Superman, Superman. Superman, Superman, Superman.
way, June has never called me that. I think it was Superman, maybe. Anyway, Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold contest continues today. The key word this hour is vacation. Vacation. So text that in to the WRCO contest. It's a statewide chance for you to win. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword. Again, vacation is this hour's word. And I know Bo Hendricks will be giving you another chance to win and qualify this afternoon as well. So keep listening for that opportunity. Otherwise, we're on the way to Cashton a little bit later on tonight for high school football. And otherwise, tomorrow night with Those Were the Days. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Another day, the sun is just about to shine. And I'm watching squirrels robbing my bird feeder blind. Oh, I tried to sleep in late, but the day just wouldn't wait. And this cup of coffee feels good in my hand. It's been 7 years since I finally settled down. And I have learned that life is good here on the ground. Yeah, my job is not that bad. Sure, there's more I wish I had. But what I have is more than eyes can see. Yeah, it's a brand new me.
It's a brand new me.
Loving every minute.
It's a brand new me.
I find the good in it.
It's a brand new me.
Laughs are cheap and love is free. Kids can change your plans, turn an average Joe into a better man. I try to keep up with the rest. Lord knows I'm not the best, but that's okay as long as I try to be
a brand new man.
Loving